Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey everyone, it's Mukundan again. Welcome back to Data and AI with Mukundan, where we explore what it really takes to build, explain, and grow with your work in today's world of tech. This episode is part two of a series that I started recently, and it's personal because I'm not just talking about code today. I'm talking about being seen, understood, right? So, have you ever sent your work to someone, let's say your manager, maybe when you're interviewing, you sent it to your hiring manager, right? Or coming back to work, you're sending it to your teammate or your friend and gotten nothing back. No feedback, no comment, no sense that your work landed. Well, at least in case of your friend, not right away. Maybe you get it like a day later or something. And this happened to me, particularly with my friend. I think I sent him on like a Monday morning or something, and I didn't get a response until Wednesday. Right, so no feedback, no comment. There's nothing that my work, you know, reached them. And this was even after I'd sent my friend everything clearly explaining in a blog post. In my friend's case, it was a blog post. In other cases that I've seen, it was just like, to make life easier, I'd just write a long piece of document, but try to explain it clearly, even at work. And again, with my manager, no response as well. I think it would have been a 7 or 8 minute read. And even with that, it was just that, you know, I was waiting on this person's response, like my manager's response. I just didn't get it right away. So I was just, you know, distraught, like spent some time working on it. And, you know, I understand that people are busy. So that's when I thought like, well, maybe the problem is me. And it is, it was in this case, right? I've been trying to send out this big, big reads. Not everybody has time to read it. And so that made me think like, what if I could make it quicker? So I built something new. So this, what I built was a tool that turns your code into a visual, right? Like a diagram, something that people can understand at a glance. This episode is the story behind that tool and what it taught me about being visible, about having clarity, and why storytelling is just not optional anymore. Well, without further ado, let's dive in. So after I launched part one of the series about 5 weeks ago, when I introduced the Code to Story app, I thought I'd solved the problem. Finally, I could explain what my code did. And I mentioned during that time, it's like I even wrote a blog post walking through every part of my tone detection app. But when I sent it to my friends, I mean, friend in this case, I'll send it to other friends as well. It's just, you know, managers, recruiter, hiring manager, future hiring manager. It's just something that has seen as a pattern over the years. It's just not something that has happened right now. Whenever you send something, you think that you're summarizing. This is something that I've been observing over a period of time. Like you're sending a big document, you would think that's like a 6 or 7 minute read, and people don't respond right away when you're, you know, sending them maybe in the middle of the week. But then again, that's when they have time to read it, they don't want to be spending their weekends reading, going through that document. But you have you ever experienced this? It's basically complete silence. Like, you can hear the sound of crickets. And the response otherwise you would get would be, too busy, didn't get to it yet, school, what does it do it again? So that's something usually a friend would say, and that's when it kind of stings. And it also got me thinking, what I realized is time is the new attention. And here's the thing, your audience, no matter how much they care, and especially your friend, they are busy. Everybody has their own life. They don't want 10 minutes. I mean, they don't want 10 minutes to read something that you've sent. They don't want to be taking that out of your time, out of their time. Nobody does. Yes, they want to be nice to you. They will, especially your friend, they will try to do that for you. But can you send it to them in a shorter format as well? They want 5 seconds, right? 10 seconds even. Something really, really quick. They want something visual, something they can see, immediate, understandable. So I stopped for a brief moment to write these longer explanations. Yeah, I mean, sure, like, longer form content has its own value. It stays forever, right? And it's, you will find a lot of use for that long form content when people have time. But when they don't, writing longer explanations isn't really helping. And I'm just thinking to myself, how can I get it to them instantly? The answer is visual storytelling. So what that means, something that you can see. And here's how the tool works. So this is the tool that I built, which would help you to do some visual storytelling. It's a simple Python-based app that uses Streamlit again. I say Streamlit again because that's what I use for Code2Story as well. And I've been using that for a ton of my applications. Streamlit is this amazing, if you're joined in for the first time, Streamlit is this amazing Python-based front-end library. Basically, it helps to show your program, helps to show your code that you've written in the backend to other people. It makes it so, like, a website application that you see as a first-time user, I mean, as someone who's never understood code in their life. Let's say you are on google.com. What you see in front of you, that's the front end. So basically what this does is, the Streamlit app, which is the front end I was telling you about, it shows you a nice front end. It takes your Python file, your backend code, sends it to GPT-4. I'm sure everybody knows by now, is OpenAI's large language model. And it will ask, basically, it's like a prompt in a way. It will tell you to, like, summarize this code like a flow diagram, like a flow chart in a way. Should be an input, process, and output. And that's how a flow chart works, right? And so you give a piece of code, you'll get like a flow chart out of it. Not something that you've had to build, something that it does for you, the AI does for you. So basically this AI turns any code into a flowchart, a flow diagram, right? That's how it makes it visual. And people don't have time to read it, so they will go through the flowchart. What this, there you go. And that's how it is. So basically it renders that summary into a clean chart using GraphViz. So you paste your code, click one button, and boom, diagram. And it's great to help visualize things. So you can drop that image into your blog that you're writing for this, your GitHub readme, a LinkedIn post, or a slide deck. When you're sending it to your friend, just send the flow diagram also, right? That'll be easy for them to see. In terms of real-world use cases, other than the ones I just spoke about, here are just a few ways you can change this. I mean, here are a few ways this can change how you do things. So let's say you're in an interview. You walk someone through your logic visually. That will help them, your future hiring manager can understand what's going on right away. Show them this, There you go. And on LinkedIn, if you want to write a post, you can show your project in 5 slides, or maybe your even for your hiring manager, you can do that in 5 slides also. A lot of visuals again, right? And maybe you're showcasing this in your portfolio. Each project gets a chart, right? And so let's say you're also having a call with your manager and you want to show how the code you've written works. Show them this diagram. They'll instantly see how it flows. And sometimes when you don't want to talk, you're just tired. Let's say you're burnt out from the day. This diagram speaks for you. It's not just a dev tool. It's a storytelling shortcut. And that's powerful because helps you tell your story quickly. People don't have time to listen to long stories all the time. Just to give you a sense of behind what went in building this. So it wasn't just like some perfectly scoped side project. It's just messy. It was messy at first and failed trying to parse the logic myself. Tried regex, pattern matching, static analysis. But I think GPT-4's ability to summarize and interpret this code with context, I don't think anything could beat it. Could be wrong, but definitely beat what I was trying to do. And GraphWiz gave me that ability to draw flow charts simply. And Streamlit made a great way to display this app on the made the UI part easy, basically. And out of this, you may be wondering, what was the hardest part? Hardest part, I think, letting go of perfection. Just not, because when you're trying to build something, you're trying to create a flow chart also by yourself. It can take a while think through the logic. And this app really does it in seconds. So the goal is not to build a perfect diagram, just build something that is understandable. Because just like them, like your friend, your manager, your future hiring manager, or whoever that is, just like they don't have time. You know who else doesn't have time? You. Your time is valuable, and building something understandable sometimes does the job. So unless your future hiring manager wants to know, I mean, wants to hire you based on just this particular project, side project that you did, I think building some understandable one also can do the job. And you should just build on, if it's something that you think that would work, you know, building a perfect diagram. Yeah, you know, you can obviously give a prompt to GPT and it'll give you kind of a more perfect diagram than what I'm currently showing. But for me, the goal was to build an understandable one, because everybody's time is valuable. And just like your hiring manager, your friend, your manager, everyone needs to value that time, including you. That's basically it. What I want to say, the turning point for me here was when I uploaded my tone detector app code and saw that like a simple diagram was coming in place for what I was trying to explain. Yes, my explanation was clear, it's just it was long. And this diagram was quick, just like it said, load input, analyze, compare, export. That was the moment. 4 steps, load input, analyze, compare, and export. That was when I was thinking, this is when I can say basically, this is what I built. And now you get it too. And I didn't even have to speak. So if you ever felt like your work was getting ignored, like your code was invisible, like you had to explain yourself over and over, I see you. That's why I built this. First for me and now for you. Let your work show itself. Let your project speak in one glance. And you can find the code, screenshots, and the blog where I talk about all of this, including the code, in the show notes. And if this helped you, let me know. Or better yet, just share your first diagram. Until next time, this is Data and AI with Mukundan. Keep building, keep showing, and stop over-explaining. See you in the next one.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.